But it's real good. Call it Harmony.
You buy that sack, that stuff in cans nowadays, yeah, don't you?
You buy it in cans now.
You ever had any of that canned stuff?
No, no. I don't never fool with that canned stuff. Most I ate was when I was coming up kids, you know. Food canned stuff.
What kind of pot did they boil it in?
It was boiling in a wash pot, a big cast iron wash pot with legs on it. See, that's the way they used to clean clothes, you know. You clean clothes in those wash pots.
Like washing your clothes or boiling them?
Boiling them. Yeah, they put the clothes in that pot, put water behind it. I fired a lot of the old pots up for my mother, you know. And they come to a boil, she put lye in there, you know. Wasn't a washing powder then. They would make their soap. They'd make their own soap, you know, out of lard. Lard and lye. They'd make soap. They'd kill hogs. They'd boil that. They'd fry that, what you call cracklings. They'd fry that out, you know, and we eat the crackling. They'd take so much of that lard and make soap out. My mother, she could make good soap. And she would, she'd make that soap and put it in a container, maybe if she want a round, put it in a round bar, and then she cut it in hunks, you know. That's what clean our clothes. That's right.
You mentioned crackling. Did you ever put that in bread?
Yeah.
Cornbread?
Cornbread. Crackling bread. We'd call them crackling bread.
I like that. I ain't had it in a long time. That's good with syrup.
Yeah, it is. You ain't kidding. Yes, sir. Crackling bread.
Talking about boiling the clothes in that pot, though, did you ever hear of people having some kind of big wooden block that they beat their clothes on?
Well, I've seen them beat the clothes, but my mother never did. She never did beat any, you know. I've seen them beat them. They come just as clean as they did on the rub board. My mother used rub boards, you know. Rub boards. Because my dad used to make a rub board, you know. He would get a wide board, so wide, then he would chip out the seams, you know, and just leave ridges, you know, leave rub boards, you know. On down the thing, corrugated, and she washed many clothes on that on bowl that he made, you know, because you couldn't buy that stuff. You couldn't buy those rub bowls, you know. They had made rub bowls, you know, but poor folk couldn't buy them things then. My wife my mother done a lot of clothes washing out there for. We'd start in Silver Hill, we'd go to Robertsdale with a horse and wagon, and we'd come around to Summerdale. Summerdale would be our winding up place. We'd come in, my mother would wash. Maybe she'd have 2 or 3 days to wash the clothes, all right? And then she'd have a couple of days with my sister and them helping her to iron the clothes. Then she would stack them up and put them, each person clothes in a bundle. She would, then we'd load them, all them clothes in a wagon. We had a nice wagon with a long body on it. We'd fill them clothes up in that wagon there. She'd take a sheet, cover all them, all those baskets, we had the clothes in. And we'd go around to each person's house and deliver those clothes, me and my brother. And that's